1670 WTDY. This is Forward with Kurt Barron, covering the news, views, and issues of Madison and beyond. A unique show in the radio landscape.
Anything different is good.
Forward with your host, Kurt Barron.
You're so wise, but like a miniature Buddha.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Don't forget to join us on our social media pages. We do have a Facebook page, Forward with Kurt Barron. That's K-U-R-T-B-A-R-O-N. And a Twitter feed, that's at Forward with Kurt. Huge news this morning. Dane County Judge Marianne Sumi has issued a permanent injunction against the collective bargaining law. That does mean the law is effectively dead until the Wisconsin Supreme Court acts on the law. Sumi's decision said there were clear and convincing evidence that Republicans who control the legislature violated the state's open meeting laws. And she said that means the law is void. Huge news this morning as we get things rolling. We're going to start off this morning talking about Representative Don Pridemore of Hartford, his proposed Arizona-style immigration bill. He introduced it on Tuesday. And it would force local law enforcement to ask those who are stopped for civil or criminal violations for proof of citizenship or legal immigration status. If that person fails to provide any such identification, they can be detained for up to 48 hours until they provide proof that they are in the country legally. Joining me to talk about this is Jocasta Zamarripa. She's the only Latino member of the state legislature and only the second Latino to serve in state history. Welcoming to the program, Jocasta. How are you doing this morning?
Very well. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Yes. And I guess this is your first ever live radio interview, so that's cool. Are you nervous?
I am.
Ah, you'll be great. I noticed that your website says forward. Your website is forwardwithjocasta.com.
That is my that's my campaign website, yes, and that's the name of my political action committee, Forward with Jocasta.
I just want to say that I did not steal my show name from you. I just found out that was your website this morning. So,
that's when I knew you guys were the best for my first live interview when I saw the name of your show.
So. Very cool. So tell us a little bit about your district. You represent a district in Milwaukee. Is there a large immigrant population in your district?
Yes, I also have, my 8th Assembly District is also the district with the largest Latino population, and yes, that would include a large number of immigrants, and it's always been an immigrant community. Used to be a generation ago or so very Polish, and very immigrant Polish, and now it's still immigrant, but it happens to be many Latino immigrants.
So, tell me, what are your views, what's your take on Representative Don Pridemore's proposed Arizona-style immigration bill? What do you think about it?
Well, Representative Pridemore's Arizona copycat bill will absolutely encourage racial profiling, and it'll discourage my Latino community from reaching out to law enforcement and collaborating more with law enforcement. To enhance our public safety, I believe strongly that this bill is very, very much going to hurt public safety and is going to encourage racial profiling.
You know, the bill would also fine municipalities and counties $500 a day if they refuse to comply with the law. I think that this is really going to hurt. Really going to hurt financially. Will hurt municipalities and counties. I suppose it wouldn't if they're quote unquote complying with the law. But what exactly does that mean? Complying? How can they prove that they're complying with the law?
You know, I'm so glad that you mentioned that this bill, Don's Arizona copycat bill, is also an unfunded mandate for our local communities and our local law enforcement. At a time when the governor continues to say that we're broke, Representative Pridemore wants to hurt our local communities by making them implement a law with no money behind it to help them implement it. So the cost is going to fall on our local law enforcement and our local communities. And then if they're not complying, you're right, they charge these. Mm-hmm. They're going to charge them $500 a day. Not giving them the tools to budget.
How do you prove, I guess I just can't figure out how you prove whether or not law enforcement is in compliance. I mean, do they have to prove that they're asking people for their ID every time they pull somebody over for speeding?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, it's kind of like they just voted to repeal collection of data to so that we can be certain that there's no racial profiling mm-hmm. going on. Do you recall it was about a week ago
yes.
or so?
Yes, yep.
They voted to repeal that, and in a way, Representative Pridemore is now trying to pass this Arizona copycat, which in my opinion is another way of making law enforcement collect data that apparently they were complaining about, which is the whole reason why we repealed the collection of racial data so that we don't have racial profile in Wisconsin. Yeah, I'm not sure. I think the whole bill is a bit illogical, in my opinion.
We're on the phone with Jocasta Zamarripa. She's the only Latino member of the state legislature and only the second Latino to serve in state history. That really surprises me.
Yes, we've got to grow our numbers, so I'm hoping we're going to do that when we get Bethany Ordaz elected to the 48th district in July.
So can you give an example of how this bill might affect somebody in Wisconsin? Like, what is this going to mean for people that get pulled over for something as simple as speeding?
Something as simple, minor traffic violations. This bill is so scary that it's going to, somebody who's jaywalks and mm-hmm. can get targeted by a law enforcement officer because he's now has reasonable suspicion. If the person happens to look like possibly they may be an undocumented immigrant. I just think this is it's much too broad. It's somebody who's arrested, charged, or just has a violation of state law, and that's what opens it up to anything. And we might have some cowboy law enforcement officer who decides he wants to shake somebody down and racially profile him.
Well, and I think that truly the people that will be hurt most by this bill are the recent legal immigrants to this country that maybe have a language barrier, that maybe aren't sure, just out of pure ignorance, aren't sure what ID they're supposed to be carrying. So they're out for a jog. They find themselves in a contact with a police officer. The police officer asks them for their identification. Maybe the person doesn't understand because of the language barrier. And the next thing you know, this person is detained for up to 48 hours until they prove that person is here legally. That's not the kind of America I want to live in.
I absolutely agree with you. And this is going to end up hurting a lot of folks that absolutely are citizens. Or residents who are here mm-hmm. legally and lawfully, this is potentially going to hurt them and continue to create a divide between communities of color and our law enforcement because this distrust and this intimidation is going to continue to grow instead of trying to quell it here in our great state.
Representative Pridemore said he delayed introduction to revised language in the bill to prohibit any form of racial profiling. He says the bill makes it clear that an officer must have reasonable suspicion that the individual is not in the country legally. What would make you suspect that a person is not in this country legally? It's not like illegal immigrants have the word illegal stamped across their foreheads. So it's going to force them to have to racially profile.
I agree completely. Reasonable suspicion, what is that? It means their brown skin. It means the thickness of their accent. It means their name is maybe Gutierrez or something, and that's going to spark that reasonable suspicion, and that in and of itself is racial profiling.
Can you hang on for another segment? I have a few more questions I want to get to, and I want to talk more about this. So can you hang on for a few seconds?
Sure.
All right. We're talking with Jocasta Zamarripa. She's the only Latino member of the state legislature and only the second Latino to serve in state history. She represents a district in Milwaukee, and we'll chat more with her coming up next about Representative Don Pridemore's proposed Arizona-style immigration bill. I'm Kurt Barron, and this is Forward on Madison 1670 WTDY.
Stay TDY Forward with Kurt Barron.
Welcome back to the program. We're chatting with Jocasta Zamarripa, who is the only Latino member of the state legislature and only the second Latino to serve in state history. She represents a district in Milwaukee, and we're talking to her about Representative Don Pridemore's proposed Arizona-style immigration bill. And it's kind of cool. How do you feel this is going? This is your first live radio interview. Are you comfortable?
I'm feeling very comfortable.
Good.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you feel welcome. So here's another thing with this immigration bill. Why should any of us have to carry ID on us all the time?
Well, if Representative Pridemore's Arizona copycat bill becomes a law, we will absolutely have to carry ID on us at every turn because we could possibly be racially profiled, and if we can't provide documentation proving that we're a citizen, then we could be locked up for 48 hours and cost our local community tons of money to figure out until we sort out that mess.
You know, I'm absolutely against this bill, but this bill's not going to affect me. I'm white. I don't have an accent. Maybe I have a Wisconsin accent. But this bill won't affect me, but it will. My wife is a quarter Mexican, and we have family that is dark-skinned, and we have plenty of friends that are dark-skinned that actually have accents as well, and those people will be affected by this.
Absolutely, and this is what I've... And I've met with Representative Pridemore several times and told him that this could very well affect me as a third-generation Mexican-American born and raised in the city of Milwaukee in the state of Wisconsin could fall victim to a careless bill like his Arizona copycat. And I've made that case to him, but he insists on championing this, unfortunately.
As much as we can criticize Pridemore and other legislators who are pushing for these types of laws, does it also freak you out a little bit that there's clearly a constituency for xenophobia in politics? I mean, obviously they're speaking for certain constituents.
Of course, it's heartbreaking for me to see some people cater to this kind of terrible politics. It really is just being politicized. The issue of immigration is huge in our communities. It continues to be a divisive issue, and I've told the representative who wants this bill that we both actually agree that the federal government needs to address this issue of immigration.
Mm-hmm.
That President Obama and the Congress need to step up and do the work. That it's not our responsibility as a state to pass some patchwork legislation at the state level, when it's really the federal government that needs to address this issue so it stops continuing to be such a divisive issue for our communities.
Yeah, because I don't think Don Pridemore would be introducing this bill if he didn't think that it was, you know, if it weren't popular in his district, this bill would not be in existence. So he must feel that there are a lot of constituents in his district that believe that we need a bill like this.
Yes, I believe that he believes that. And then the truth is that my district with the largest Latino population in the state is not the only district that doesn't want this bill to become law. We also our dairy farmers are very opposed to this Arizona copycat bill. In fact, yesterday the DBA, which is the Dairy Business Association that represents dairy farmers here in our
mm-hmm.
state, they sent a letter to every member of the legislature and the governor letting us know that they are absolutely opposed to an Arizona copycat law in Wisconsin. They depend on an immigrant and a Latino workforce, and they're absolutely in opposition to this bill. And in my opinion, if Don wants this Arizona copycat bill to become law, then he doesn't support our Wisconsin dairy farmers.
We're on the phone with Jocasta Zamarripa. I am pronouncing your name right? Jocasta Zamarripa?
Zamarripa.
Okay, I'm sorry. I've been saying it wrong the whole time. She's the only Latino member of the state legislature, and only the second Latina to serve in state history. I mean, that is you have to be very proud of that accomplishment.
I am proud of it, absolutely. But just like you mentioned a little earlier, a bit remiss. I wish we had some more representation at the state level.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think we're working on it. I got right there in your city of Madison on the west side. You have Bethany Ordaz running the Phil Joe Parisi's seat in the assembly, and I'll double my Latino caucus in my first term.
Back when Arizona passed a similar law to this immigration bill that Don Pridemore has proposed, Scott Walker was at first hesitant to support it. He cited concerns over racial profiling. There was outrage from conservatives, and then he changed his position a couple days later. Do you get the sense that Republicans are 100% behind Pridemore on this bill, or do you think there's some hesitation?
I think that there is some hesitation in it, and I'm certainly talking to my colleagues on both sides of the aisle on this issue. As I said, my district is not the only district that would be hurt by this Arizona copycat bill. I have colleagues who represent rural areas, who represent dairy farmers, who represent canneries and those types of businesses. And those businesses have expressed concern over a bill like this and how it would hurt their workforce. So I believe strongly that I am not the only representative, and my party is not the only party who's feeling very concerned about what the after effects will be of this bill.
So, you, Jocasa, you said earlier that you do believe that the federal government has to deal with the immigration issue. What's the answer? What do we do? If we don't pass a bill like this, what do we do to prevent people from coming here illegally? And really, one of the reasons I believe it needs to be dealt with is that these workers are being exploited, and that's not a good thing.
You're right. You're right. And as I said, the federal government needs to step up, and we have to implement tough, fair, and practical immigration reform. And it's important to note that over almost half of undocumented immigrants who are here, as you said, illegally undocumented, they actually came here legally and lawfully on a visa that expired, and they fell into that crack of this broken immigration system that, yes, we do have in our country, and that, yes, President Obama and Congress need to address. So that's, folks, almost half of our undocumented immigrants came here legally and lawfully. And so we need to work on tough and fair and practical immigration reform so that those folks can become citizens and taxpayers and continue to support our economy as they already actually are doing.
You know, I've never felt that the laws have been tough enough on the businesses that actually ship these immigrants up, you know, up to Wisconsin, up into Arizona and Texas. I believe the law should be tougher on the companies that actually hire illegal immigrant labor, undocumented workers, because they're the ones that actually are encouraging these people to come here.
Well, and, you know, and I want to let you know that actually criminal prosecutions of employers who, as you said, undercut American workers by exploiting cheap immigrant labor, the criminal prosecution of those employers is actually up under President Obama's administration. And actually, immigrant rights groups are always getting upset with the president because actually the numbers of deportation of undocumented immigrants has increased under President Obama's administration. And that's something that I want to point out to my opponents who just feel like we have too many illegals here and I want to get rid of them. Under President Obama, please don't think he's being lax. The numbers are actually increasing, and immigrant rights groups are concerned because those numbers are increasing in record numbers. So to a certain extent, the president is working on it. I think it's, again, a difficult issue that we're all trying to resolve because we have real families who are just trying to achieve the American dream and are definitely plugging money into our economy who just happen to be undocumented immigrants and want to become taxpaying citizens.
You know, and that's really one of the things is it's so easy for the right to strip the faces off from these people, to not put a face to the issue when there are families that are just trying, they're law-abiding people that just want a better life for their kids. And it's to me, it's more of a humanitarian issue. There's more to it, and it's a deeper or convoluted issue than just saying we should round up all of the undocumented workers and send them back to Mexico or wherever they came from.
Yeah, it's completely unrealistic, too, when I hear politicians say that we have to, as you said, round them up and deport them all. It's just unrealistic. It would cost us millions of dollars, and our economy would lose billions because whether we like it or whether people want to admit it or not, again, we have our major Wisconsin businesses, our dairy farms, depending on this workforce. And if we were to send them all away tomorrow, I mean, I've heard sentiments from dairy farmers that the dairy business would cease to exist in Wisconsin if politicians like Pridemore had their way.
Yeah, I mean, first off, we can't afford. It's there's no way we can round up every undocumented worker and send them back. But then you hear about them, about people on the right talking about building a wall to keep. How can we afford to build a wall? How can we afford to round up all these people and send them back to their country? It's unrealistic. It's absolutely unrealistic.
It is. And the truth is that, again, tough, fair, practical immigration reform would generate billions of dollars in additional tax revenue. So, and that's what we have to do. Again, again, I'm going to put it all, and as big a fan as I am of our president, got to put it on him to implement, again, tough, fair, practical immigration reform. It's got to happen.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming on this morning. It was a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
And we'll keep me up to date. We'll stay in touch, and we'll see what happens with this bill. What do you think the odds are of this bill actually passing?
I'm going to remain optimistic. I am working very hard. I was in the Capitol yesterday meeting with several different colleagues from both sides of the aisle, and I'm very confident that we can kill this bill, and I'm going to keep fighting for that.
All right, Jocasta Zamarripa. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right.
Perfect.
Thanks a lot for chatting with me this morning, okay?
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Pleasure chatting with her. The only Latina member of the state legislature and only the second Latino to serve in state history. So kind of an insight into Representative Don Pridemore's proposed Arizona-style immigration bill. And I'm throwing this issue out to you next at 321-1670, *123 on your U.S. cellular phone. What do you think about this bill? Is it good? Is this something that Wisconsin needs? We'll take your phone calls next. This is Forward, and I'm Kurt Barron on Madison 1670 WTDY.